Hello, this is Nick Holland with Information Security Media Group, and today I am talking with Nathan Howe, Director of Transformation Strategy at Zscaler. Nathan, how's it going?
Good, Nick. How about yourself?
Very good, sir. We are going to talk about Zero Trust and SASE, but in the context of you making a fairly audacious claim in terms of this particular podcast that we're recording. You think this is the end of the office as we know it. And, you know, again, I mean, context-wise, we are all working remotely now, but your hypothesis is that Zero Trust and SASE will actually kill the office. So that's a fairly audacious claim. Tell me about that. Why do you think, how can you claim that offices won't exist anymore for a start?
Well, I think we're all living through it right now, if I'm honest. I mean, the proof is in the pudding. And we see it day to day as every one of us is pretty much who was once an office worker is now working remotely. And we're having to figure out ways to adapt. And just purely in that adaptation, I think every individual is starting to realize that, hey, this is actually possible. I could do this from anywhere. Of course, there's going to be needs for jobs to be, you know, within a physical building somewhere. But in general, the permanent mentality that we needed to be within an office has certainly shifted. And I think that means we can reconsider the way in which we've done things previously. I'm not saying, by the way, that we'll never work in the office again. I think that actually will probably happen. The idea of going to the office will be something we do as part of the job, but not because of the job. We'll not be mandated to achieve our sort of productivity by being in the office, which is what I guess the whole idea of being in the office was once thought of, is you needed to go to a place to do the job. And therefore be, in order to do that job, you have to be in that office. It's kind of a catch-22. And only in the last, you know, let's say 20 years or so, that has that idea of a job shifted a little bit with technology that's driven it more and more forward. But now where everybody is no longer, well, the large majority, not everybody, the large majority of people are actually not going to a physical office at the moment. The idea of that office in itself pretty much doesn't exist in the way it once was. Now, people might argue about culture or other things like that, but you'll see that culture is thriving. Look at the way in which people build new ways of working. I think the humans are very adaptive, and because we're adaptive, we're seeing new ways of working. That also plays out in the technology piece, which, you know, I'll come to a bit later, but I think in general, the idea of an office being a place to go just to be productive is pretty much a dead thing. It's really now about, why do we go to an office rather than work from home? What's the advantage for it than the other?
From an organizational standpoint, who's going to push that?
So I actually, before I go into what I think today is really going to drive it, I'm going to talk about what the driver was for offices. And I think by doing that, you'll see the kind of picture itself be painted. It actually was a British invention, was the real first office. It was around the time of the British Empire being at its peak. And that included, you know, taking over Australia, which is where I'm from. Anyway, the idea was that in order to transfer information from one side, from one part of the British Empire to the other, there had to be some sort of central location where that information could be brought together and then transferred between different places. So they built this building that was large enough to hold all of the administrative people needed to manage that information. Now, there were two things to keep in mind here. One is there was all the information was in one place, was brought to one place, and all the information flow happened within one place. Now, what should be clear when I use that analogy is, compared to today, information is not in one place. And the flow of information does not flow through one place. It flows everywhere. So if you look at people who would like to access a piece of information from an enterprise today, they're not, perhaps previously, they may have had to drive to the office, plug the computer into the network, and then access that application. Today, they're able to access that by sitting in, like yourself, Nick, in your kitchen, enjoying the space that you have, probably arm's length to a coffee machine, which is always a positive thing. But then how does that information then get to you? Well, you're accessing it over a different medium, but the idea is still the same. It just happens to be the information is no longer centralized in your kitchen or in the office. You don't have to go anywhere to get it. You can get it logically through a virtual machine or virtual space that allows you to do so. So I think that shift in itself is the reasons why I think that the information is the path that is going to shift this industry, or shift the industry further and empower that shift even more. And information sits within the IT organization, more than likely the chief information officer. And the CIO really will be the one that maybe not leads this initially. I think, you know, we've talked about IT being an enabler for companies for many years. I think the scenario actually plays out now that again, the proof is in the pudding. It's happened. We've shown that we can do it. And now the imperative is going to be, well, look what the CIO and the technology choices that they've made have empowered the company to do so far during this crisis. What else can we do? And what else can they bring to us to help us change and, to use a buzzword, transform?
Excellent. So, I mean, we are, you know, this, we're in state A, which is this sort of remote working, I would say, as an enforced default for the time being. We've got this future utopian state where we have, again, this sort of hybrid remote workplace, but certainly not the office as we knew it before. Yeah. And then we've got this sort of black box in the middle, which is where magic happens, to get us to this end state. So in that black box, you know, what's the biggest challenge in getting from where we are now to where we need to be?
It's an interesting point. I think if you had asked that question, say in January, people would have told you about shifting the people mindset. Technology that's older can't be replaced because it needs to be, into your point before, Nick, you know, we've always done it this way. But I think now that the shift is probably not so much about can we do it, it's more of how we do it, not just for this crisis, but the longevity of the situation and the business itself. It's kind of a survive or die situation right now. If your industry is not willing to, not able to move, and you're not able to show a valid change, then you're in trouble. I mean, and it's just nothing against any individual company or industry, but very simply, call out the ones that are, you know, that are dying or in trouble because people, they've relied on people being there. Like airlines are struggling because no one's traveling. Mm. It's not their fault. It's just the fact that no one's traveling. So businesses need to adapt and find ways to create that or support that business model as it shifts. And yeah, right now everyone's gone home. So how do we adapt that? And I think that's probably the biggest challenge, is to take this model today and then make that something for the future. Because if you think about the two worlds we live in, there's the before the black box, during the black box, and after the black box, we have to consider things like, well, previously we focused as an enterprise and companies on, well, I need a place to put people. I need to put walls up, heating, electricity, IT, all this infrastructure to make them do their job. And then we've gone to the scenario right now where we're facing all these challenges, and all those norms have been called into question. Do we need to do those things, or can we do things a different way? And clearly the people that are winning the scenario, and I hate to use that, it's not the right phrasing, but those who are going to be successful and not get in trouble from this will be the ones who figure out a way to get to that next scenario where they're not reliant on paying the heating for a building, they're reliant on getting their users connected to information. And I think that's why that shift is about information, like back to the old Admiralty House idea, is it's connecting people to information and doing it in the most effective way, so there's less friction, so you can actually work from your kitchen or the coffee shop when that happens again, or wherever. And I think that challenge comes out in two main areas, if I'm honest. That is knowing who the people are that you need to connect, and knowing the applications or the information they need to connect to. And in the old world, that was not really known. It was all big magic, kind of, I go to the office, plug in, and everything magically happens. Because it was just, again, to use that great phrasing, it's just what we did. And that doesn't, when things work and then maybe not be the most effective, people tend not to touch them.
Right.
But now we've seen there are more effective ways to work. How do we get there? And that scenario of knowing who needs access to what, and then more importantly, as a security person, I like to bring this up, is how do we make sure that only the people who are allowed to get access can get access to what? Right. So that comes into the idea of that, as you mentioned, the top of the program is that zero trust model of least privilege, making sure that people don't get access unless they're authorized. But then simply applying those controls between the user, the person trying to access the information, and the information source, so the application, how do we then apply those controls? And that's kind of the SASE model, that, or the secure access service edge, that is another phrasing, but it's a good framework to kind of think about getting users to information. And the advantage of both of those is, if you can get your head wrapped around those properly, is that you can actually apply that not just to today, so working from home because of the crisis, but also that same model is applicable to the future. And it's not reverting back to being on a physical or connecting to a physical or being within a certain space. You can apply those same zero trust and SASE controls wherever the user might be or wherever the application might be. So that's, I think, the path we have to consider.
Any final takeaways, Nathan?
No, I think that, you know, I was very lucky, I guess you can say, that I've worked on both sides of this coin. So I lived a life where I had to badge in and out of different organizations in order to prove that I was there and prove that I did my job. And I think that idea of just being inside a location, or the, you know, of turning up and being, and just by being there, is a decision about you being working or whether you're not working, is probably something that's really going to shift. And it has, but for the future will go away. The idea of trusting someone to do their job based upon their location is really going, isn't going to work anymore.
Right.
And I think that what plays out beyond that now is that it's the model of which we're going to have as employees or employers as well, is not so much about you being in the office and doing your hours, but more about how productive are you and what are you delivering?
Right.
And I think delivering is key, because then it becomes down to your motivation as an employee and an employer for that matter, is how quickly you want to do things, how effectively do you want to do things. And setting the right sort of framework around delivering then allows you to make the right decisions as to how employees will be working. And yeah, very simply, you don't need to be anywhere. You can literally be any place you'd like, no specific place, and still get access.
So that was Nathan Howe, Director of Transformation Strategy at Zscaler. And for Information Security Media Group, I'm Nick Holland.